Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to our good morning show. We welcome you to our AM presentation on this very day, the 30th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now here in London is 3:05 past 7 a.m. in the morning. Therefore, regardless of wherever you may be, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to our brave Biafra friends now in the United States of America, in Canada, in Mexico, and all across the continent of both North and South America. We welcome you, and as we do so, without failure, without hesitation, we ask you to welcome other people as well, that this is Radio Biafra. It is not a recorded program, it is a live transmission happening right now, coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London on this very day, on this Monday of the 30th of June. 6 months is now gone following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. It has now been 6 months since this abominable creation by Frederick Lugard came to an end, that we are pursuing what is gloriously ours. We are pursuing what is rightfully our own. We are pursuing our God-given freedom. We have been in servitude. We have been in bondage for a very long time. And now is the time to extricate, to remove, to ensure that we take away from this cloud of darkness the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We would not be here if not for his mercy, if not for his grace. That is why, as always, on this very platform, during this very service, we acknowledge the supremacy. We acknowledge everything that we have become under the blessing of Chukwu Abiama and no other. That is why every blessing, every honor, that is why every adoration, every praise, all that we are, we offer to the glory of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, that his will may be fulfilled not just in our lives, but in our lifetime, with the coming of a free and sovereign entity by the name Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. If you give us, not if you give us because you've given it to us already, if we had more than 24 hours in a day, we will unashamedly discuss Biafra. That is why we are here, and we will keep discussing it. We are here not just to bring about a free and enterprising nation called Biafra, but to ensure we do so in truth and honesty. Some may not quite understand. Some may think we are like them, but lo and behold, we are not. We are here to do the will of the Most High, who determined that we should come, because man did not call us into this. That is why in all that we do, that is why in all our approach, we must remain focused and resolute. Focused and resolute. We are in the second phase of this very noble enterprise, this very project to restore the dignity of mankind, to ensure that the voiceless, to ensure that the downtrodden, to ensure that those who cannot fend for themselves, those who cannot speak for themselves, that they find a voice, that they find some semblance of relevance, and that they find dignity under God and under the law in one country, that is one family. Forging ahead to ensure that civilization once again returns from where it all started, from the blessed sceptered land of Biafra. That is why we are here every blessed day, to ensure that we preach this very gospel relentlessly, to ensure that we go forward without looking backwards, to ensure that everything possible is being done, to ensure we provide the means and the medium through which people can call and express their views and their opinions, that people can call and offer advice if need be, that people can call and say, indeed, I'm a Biafran, I'm proud to be one. This is Radio Biafra Transmission. We are coming to you live for one very simple reason. We don't want anything we say to be misunderstood, to be adulterated by other people. We want what we say to be heard very clearly by the entirety of humanity, regardless of the time zone that you're in, from the East in Japan, New Zealand, in Australia, to the West, United States, Mexico, and also Brazil. We want the world to understand that this march we have embarked upon is irreversible. Irreversible. As we march along the way, many will fall by the wayside. Many will become weak. But we march on because we are relentless. We want to show people what resilience means. We want to prove it to them. Maybe sometimes we've not seen that before. From black people, there is no resilience. The mental toughness and ability is not there. We want to show our people what it means to be resilient. That despite the odds, despite the barrier, despite the difficulties, we march on relentless in our pursuit of what we know belongs to us. There is Boko Haram everywhere where we come from, by which we mean Hausa Fulani people intent on killing and Islamizing those who may be left alive. There is a very massive campaign of conspiracy against our people. The same way we expect it to manifest in anything that is genuine about Biafra. But we are facing all these difficulties head on. To let the Hausa Fulani people understand, to let the people of the Zoological Republic, to let all the apologists, to let all the saboteurs, to let all the traitors understand that 67 to 70 is not and can never be 13 to 15. We are determined. That is one thing for sure. Our determination can never be questioned. The reason why we remain determined and very, very resolute is because we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to hide. We know and we completely believe in the divinity of this very project. We know that Biafra is ordained by Chukwu Abiama himself, by the Most High God, and not of man. That is why everything we do must be an encapsulation of that very fanatical belief in the coming of Biafra. We are fanatical about our belief. There is nothing we cannot do for our country. There is no way we can remain without the coming of Biafra. We have successfully concluded the first phase of this very noble and most honorable of efforts. We are now in the second phase. We are here to ensure that the message concerning the children of God is disseminated to the hearing of the entirety of humanity. We are here to make sure that this Biafra that we pursue, that everybody who is meant to partake and participate in its coming is recruited to do so. We are here to lend a voice to our people that regardless of wherever they are, as long as they hold a genuine opinion, as long as they hold a genuine thought regarding what we are doing, that voice, that very opinion must be heard all over the world. Because once you call Radio Biafra, your views are heard all over the world. Your voice is everywhere, echoing wherever there are Biafrans around the world. We are in over 88 countries and counting, and many more are coming up to join the effort that we are making. We ask you when you come to not only be of good conduct, but to be a patriot. To understand that we are surrounded by enemies. It wasn't something I said. It was something that was said many, many decades ago by our late leader. That whoever is surrounded by enemies, left, right, and center, you guard your life very jealously. That is exactly what we are doing, because we are entering, we are now effectively in a very dangerous and critical phase. Things will happen. Things unexpected will happen. People will come and people will leave. Those without the bottle, those without the metal, those without the fire, those that lack the passion, those that lack the conviction will not be able to stand the heat. Only the very few that are chosen to go and do this very noble work will be able to stand it. As always, this is a live program, and as such, we provide whatever means we know is necessary for you to reach us, that your voice may be heard when our lines open. Our main telephone line has reverted back to the London studio line all the time. It doesn't change. That number is +44. You must write it down. You must get your pen and your paper ready. That very number is +44 783 130 8376. I repeat, +44 783 130 8376. That is the number to call. We are also on Tango and on Viber. The reason why we have retained the studio line in Biafra land for you to be able to communicate with us via Tango and Viber is because we don't want people to forget it. We know what we are doing. The number with which you can get us on Tango or on Viber, if you wish to call Radio Biafra via those platforms, is +234 810 904 599. When we are in the United Kingdom, the number to call to get us live on air is +44 78 31 30 8376. Please, our lines are not open yet. We have people calling. Our lines are not open yet. When our lines open, we shall inform you. But for now, what we are doing is doing our introduction as usual, going ahead to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Some of you have started calling us already. Please do not call us yet. When our lines open, you will and should be able to call Radio Biafra. What we want you to do is, as we welcome you, do not stop welcoming other people as well. Ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask them to go to biafrarestoration.com. Ask them to go to biafravoice.com. These are all the listening posts where we are on peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, which is exactly who we are. Ask them to go to biafratelevision.co. If they have downloaded Radio Biafra app on Android, if they have downloaded Radio Biafra app on iTunes, if they have downloaded Radio Biafra app on BlackBerry, there is no way they cannot receive Radio Biafra. If all of these things fails, which we know it is impossible to do so, please go to TuneIn. T-U-N-I-I-N. Tune in. If you go there, download TuneIn app. That is where you have those recognized as proper radio stations. If you go there and download TuneIn, you will find Radio Biafra on that very platform as well. Also, we are on satellite, the only indigenous broadcaster to be able to do so. The only indigenous broadcaster to place the name Biafra in outer space. We are on satellite. We are on Amos 5 satellite. If you have MyTV Strong decoder, if you have a satellite dish, point it 17 degrees east, you will and most surely receive Radio Biafra. Because we broadcast from here in London, and we are heard all over the world on various platforms. We are here to disseminate the good news concerning the coming of our country, and we do so in truth and honesty. That is why we broadcast our number. If you have anything to say, we don't want it to be discussed in secret. You call this very number and state it so that the world may be able to hear. We don't have any skeletons in our cupboard. Some people may become confused or try to misunderstand our approach or try to misinterpret our approach or may try to misrepresent what we present. But here, it is an opportunity for everybody to be able to understand, to appreciate the magnitude of the work that we are doing. And in so doing, also be able to ask very serious questions. There is no question you ask that we will not give you a direct answer. We are the only people to do so. This is where you get the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Here we do not carry people along because they shout Biafra, Biafra. It is from your conduct that we know if you are a fanatic or not. Here we just don't want Biafrans. We need those that are fanatical about their belief in their own freedom. That is why it is abundantly necessary that if you are coming to us, you come to us with clean hands and with very clean heart. Most of our people come to us, their hands and their hearts are not clean. After a while, you discover them. After a while, their conduct brings them to the fore. But here, we are determined and we are resolute. We are also on Skype. If you want to join us on Skype, you are more than welcome to do so. Our Skype name remains Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing, Radio Biafra. Once you do that, you add us to your Skype contact list. We may not be able to accept it because we have too many people on that very platform already. But if you call Radio Biafra, we will certainly take your call. Please, if you call and you are on hold, remain where you are, especially if you have come through to us on Skype, if you're calling us on Tango, if you're calling us on Viber and you are on hold, please stay where you are. Sometimes we accord priority to those of them on the phone because if we put them on hold for too long, their credit will be going. Their call time will be going. That is why often you may find yourself on hold on Skype. Just remain where you are. Do not go away. Do not disengage. Remain where you are. But most critically, inform people. Use whatever means you have available to you. You can use telephone calls. You can use text messages. You can use WhatsApp. You can use Tango. You can use whatever means available to you. Tell people that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Inbox them if you have to. Go and write it on your timeline if you have to. Anything that you can do, you must do so to ensure that people understand that Radio Biafra is on. You will tell them that here, we defend the interest of Biafrans regardless of what the Zoological Republic thinks that they may have done. Our duty here is to defend this very march towards freedom, and we are doing everything humanly possible to ensure that that happens. That is why we remember all the people who are prisoners of conscience held in various detention centers across Biafra land and across the entirety of the Zoological Republic without reason. Boko Haram are the ones killing people. Therefore, we continue to call for, on a daily basis, the release of Benjamin Onwuka. We continue to call for the release of the 12 people with him when they were unceremoniously arrested in Enugu and transferred to Abuja. We ask for them to be transferred back to Biafra land. If they have any trial to face it in Biafra land and not in Abuja, not in any other place outside where they come from. Because all the Hausa Fulani bombers and killers, all the jihadists, all the Islamists are being transferred back to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Why was Onwuka and the other 12 members of BZM taken out of Biafra land to elsewhere? We continue to call ceaselessly for their release. We continue to call for the release of the autopsy of our men killed and their bodies dumped inside the Zoo River. What crime did they commit? Why were they murdered and dumped into a Zoo River? Why is our thinking so shallow? Why is it that we cannot mount and sustain any campaign for long? I am beginning to wonder what type of mindset we are made up of. We must continue very, very ceaselessly to campaign for two things on this very platform. If you are a member of the Biafran family, anywhere in the world, two things are critical: the release of Benjamin Onwuka and also the release of the Zoo River autopsy. These are grave injustices being meted out to our people. We cannot keep quiet to allow these things to continue. That is why we are calling for the release or for the transfer of Benjamin Onwuka back to Biafra land. And we must do it. We must do it. Boko Haram is everywhere. Hausa Fulani people intent on killing us. When I say to Islamize, people say no. Barrister Mamezu will say no, it's not to Islamize, it's to kill us, because they have been killing us since 1945. Up until this very day, even in our farmlands, we can't go there anymore. This type of nonsense must stop. That is why we are here. Please, we continue to ask you, do not call us yet, because the lines are not open. When our lines open, the number to call is +44783130837 6. These details are also on Facebook. And we must also thank every principal officer working and for the effort the likes of Karomonde are putting in, Uchemefo, for, of course, the very eminent barrister, and all the people working towards the restoration of our beloved Biafra. The reason why we do what we do is not that someday we may be able to occupy any high office. No, not at all. We are doing it in complete fulfillment of the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, that we must be free. I was born free, and I intend to die as a free person. We don't know for other people. Those of us involved in the piloting of affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, our interest, our concern, the only motivation we have is to see the coming of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. That is why we are here. And that is why Chukwu Abiama knows that since our hearts are very, very clear, there is no way that Biafra will not come. There is no way that Chukwu Abiama will stop blessing this very endeavor. It is impossible, because our hands and our hearts are very, very clear. That is the same thing we ask other people to bring when they are coming to us. Be very, very determined. Be very resolute. Let your heart and your minds be very, very clear in what you're doing. Anything you don't understand that we are doing, you ask questions. I don't understand this. And answers will be provided. But when you allow the spirit of sabotage to get into you, when you allow the spirit of disloyalty to enter into you, when you allow the spirit of greed, of envy, of jealousy to get into you, you are destroyed. You can no longer be part of what we are doing. Never, ever, ever. But if you ask honest questions, honest answers will be provided immediately. But allow any of the seven deadly sins to go inside you, the same deadly sins that is responsible today for the state of affairs in Igbo land, and you are out. You are out. No coming back. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live. The time now is 25 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. in the morning. We are coming to you from London, from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London, to the whole world. The number once again is +44 78 31 30 8376. Our lines are not open yet. The lines are not yet open, please. We are asking people. Our lines are not yet open. I don't know if they're trying the number. Of course, we do not lie on Radio Biafra. We speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is why our numbers are here. Anybody from anywhere can call us, including the enemies of Biafra, and answers will be provided to every question asked. Every question. There is no other people that can give you such categorical assurance about their honesty and their sincerity and their determination. Our people do not like the truth. That is why somebody rang me and said to me, anybody who speaks the truth, I think he even said it live on air, anybody who speaks the truth, you have many enemies. And I said, I love it. The more enemies I have, the better. That goes to show that we are speaking the truth. And the truth must prevail, because that was an oath we took, to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. The truth must be spoken. This is Biafra, not some useless country that we are looking to recreate. We are talking about the recreation of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. And it cannot be founded on any other thing apart from truth and honesty. If you don't have them, you're finished. Anything you don't understand, you ask and answers will be provided for you. Don't allow any of the seven deadliest sins known to mankind to go inside you. That is why the Igbo race is as useless as they are today. That is why they can go to confab and not say anything. That is why cattle headers are raping their mothers and killing their children. They say nothing and they do nothing. They see nothing. Because they have been compromised. All the virtues, no, not all the virtues, all the vices that infect men are with them. Cowardice and fear, greed, envy, and jealousy, pursuit of money and leadership. Money and leadership, the bane of an average Igbo man. Money and leadership. That is why everywhere they go to, they factionalize. money and leadership. That is why anywhere they go to, their eyes are green with envy. The colors of the zoo, because of money and leadership. And that is why they have not accomplished anything for nearly 50 years until Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come here to speak the truth, to set them straight on the path of the narrow that will lead them to eternal life, that eternal life being physically represented by a free and independent Biafra land. That is why we are here, to preach this gospel. Radio Biafra here. We do broadcasting differently. We preach the gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of God. And because of that, we preach the truth. And nothing but the truth. If you find yourself outside the inner core, you find yourself outside the circle, is because you have been infected with one of the seven deadly sins known to man. We are uncompromising. Uncompromising in our approach and unforgiving, because we can't understand why men will behave like vagabonds when they have a choice to do so. We don't work with corrupt politicians. We don't work with people that acquired their wealth in a manner that is not befitting of a Biafran. We do not work with criminals. We do not work with APC. We do not work with those campaigning for our oppressors. We don't work with those campaigning for the re-election of Jonathan. We don't work with those that lie to our people. We don't work with those intent on destroying the very foundational base upon which this very Biafra is being anchored, which is truth and honesty. Uncompromising about our approach. If you don't like it, you get out. We said only 100 men can do this very work. People get astonished all the time. We are all over the world. All over the world. Any particular area that becomes cancerous, we'll cut it out and continue our march to our freedom, that the world may know. We said you have never seen anything like us before. You are about to find out how resolute we are. Some people underestimate what we can do. They try. They want to see what they can do. We want to show you another definition of determination. That is what we are about to see. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, before our lines open, we shall go on to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And all of you all over the world, working in truth and honesty as officers of indigenous people of Biafra, serving your country, Biafra land, we salute all of you. All of you, we salute you by name. Everybody working for the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, we salute all of you. All of you, we salute you. And during my travels, I'll be speaking to you one after the other to tell you how you are regarded in Biafra land. What you are doing for the restoration of your country. Anybody serving their country in truth and honesty. There is nothing we will not do to acknowledge you. There is nothing we will not do to make you understand how valued you are. All of you, one after the other, as long as you serve Biafra in truth and honesty, there is no way we will abandon you. Impossible. Don't allow greed, envy, and jealousy to get into you. That is the killer of Igbo men. That is what killed Biafra. Greed, envy, and jealousy. Let Ojukwu go and get Biafra, will be the president. That was what caused it, their enmity between Zeke and Ojukwu. That nonsense will not happen in our lifetime. Never. I am humbled to say that the very eminent barrister has woken up to join us. And we must ask this very barrister as well, in his usual style, to please acknowledge our people. They are called Biafrans all over the world. Collectively, we are known as the indigenous people of Biafra, the only people answering to Biafrans at the United Nations. All others are cowards. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, director. Good morning to you. It's not usually easy for me to jump up in the morning, at least, but because Biafra is here, Biafra is preaching, Biafra must be restored. That is why, no matter where we are, no matter what is happening, we will lend our voices to the people of Biafra, because they are the people that matter to us. They are the people why we talk on the Radio Biafra. They are the reason why we decided to make sure that we come together. We are proud of where we came from. We are proud of the people we talk to. We respect them. We love them. We adore all of you. We're saying good morning to you in our AM broadcast. Of course, the evening one is speedily approaching, but we want to say good morning to all of you. Why should you join us to discuss today's program? Good morning, Director. I'm standing by to you.
Of course you will. The very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. The barrister is a great Biafran, but more importantly, a very good man. An attribute worth emulating by our people. Most of them that surround us should look to Barrister Mamezu, should look to Uchenna Okeke, should understand how what we are doing works, because they know. Others may not know. Uchenna Okeke will remain blessed. So also will the barrister. We are doing God's work here, and that work must continue. It must continue. The very serious work that our dear sister Ebrechukwu Anigboagu is doing, with total dedication and commitment to her country. Total dedication and commitment is exemplary. She doesn't entertain or allow all these vices that infect Igbo men to affect her. Greed, envy, and jealousy. All the vices that made sure that today we are being subjugated. None is she exhibiting. We know who are those fighting for Biafra in truth and honesty, and those paying lip service with all the sins that comes from the zoo. They know you're discovered and you're cut out. Completely and out. No mercy. None. Unforgiving. What are forgiving for? Do you think we are joking? Do you know how hard men have suffered to get Biafra to where it is today, that everywhere in the world people are discussing Biafra? Do you know what it takes to raise people in over 88 countries of the world? What it means to say to people, go and get offices, and they're doing it. For people to donate their own private offices. It's not easy. Not at all. This is Radio Biafra. Our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very morning, it doesn't make for very good reading, but we must read it all the same, because we are here to speak the truth. Some people may wonder, some people may worry, but the truth has to be spoken. We are telling you today that suspected Boko Haram fighters have been caught in Anambra, in Umunze, where Osita Adema Okeke comes from. A very genuine Biafran, very strong. He's at home. He left Thailand to go home to fight for his country. He's there right now as we speak, doing all he's been asked to do in order to ensure that Biafra comes. Osita Adema Okeke from Thailand, doing the Thailand people very proud. The Biafrans in Thailand, at least, if not for any other thing, for their resilience and the fact that one of them is at home doing work for their country. Osita Adema Okeke, in his community, there are Boko Haram suspects who have been caught. We are also reporting today that the United States that said they went in to find Chibok girls but are now looking for other things, they have confirmed that they don't know where the Chibok girls are because they don't exist. We told them, when we speak the truth on Radio Biafra, people don't quite understand. They don't appreciate it. But we told you, after a while, give it some time, it will come to the fore. United States of America, with their multitude of satellites, imaging, high-resolution imaging, equipments and satellites in outer space, with their capacity, with their infinite capacity to deploy the very latest technological advances that mankind has ever come across to search and find these girls. They are telling you that we don't know where they are. But Nigeria said they are in the forest, that they saw them. We saw them brushing their teeth. We saw them, but we can't move in for fear of killing them. But America is saying, we don't know where the girls are. Do you see what lying, black people and lies? What do you people benefit from lying? What do you think it will benefit you to go and be deceiving people when you know eventually the truth will come out? Why are you bothering? Who are the ones now looking foolish? The zoo military? Or all of you clamoring for return our girls, including Igbo actors and actresses of Nollywood? Shameless bunch of people. No honor, no integrity. United States don't know where they are. If you don't know where they are, how are you going to find them? So you didn't know where they are, but you came in with Chinook helicopters. You came in with drone or drum, whatever it's called. Where are the drones now to go and find the girls? They have come in to find them. We told them there are no girls. We put a stop to this Chibok rubbish. We bombarded CNN to let them know. We bombarded BBC to let them know that there is nothing like missing Chibok girls. Did we not tell you? Maybe now America has, you know, there are white people, so you listen to them more than us. After all, I'm black, so why listen to a black monkey? It's better to listen to white people. Now, white people are telling you that there are no girls. They can't find them. Maybe now you believe them. Please, not from us, black people. White people are now saying it. Your creators, your lord and your masters, those you worship, those you paint their picture and you bow down before, they are telling you there are no Chibok girls missing. They can't find them. Liars and cheats. I hate liars with a passion. Boko Haram terrorists have killed 51 people. They have burnt churches and houses in the same Chibok. So who are the, if they have kidnapped all of them, who are the ones living in the houses that they are burning? Corrupt judicial system. Corrupt judges in the zoo. Every aspect of life in the zoological republic called Nigeria is imbibed in corruption. But of course, some of them filter over and come to Biafra. We whip them out and chase them away in Diara. We drive them away, criminals and vagabonds. Corrupt judges and impunity of Nigeria's judicial system. I love the news this morning. And I thank Ofoma for what he is doing for his country. I thank him especially. His resoluteness and his determination is a joy to behold. It is here. Corrupt judges and impunity of Nigeria's judicial system. Very simple. It is here. Did we not tell you? We don't have anything to do with the news. We don't compile it. We only put it together to present on our website. These are being reported from other sources. So nobody can accuse Radio Biafra of fabricating any story. Those that understand what we do. Being reported from, called from different sources. Verified before we put it on here. There is no aspect of life that is immune from corruption in the zoo. Everything, including the last place that if Boko Haram is pursuing you, you run into a court and say, please give me justice. Even there, corruption is at the gate waiting for you to consume you. That is why we have to be very vigilant in the Biafran struggle. Some people came. Some of these judges, they read in America. They read in Alabama. They studied in Europe. They read in Germany. They are PhD holders in law. And jurisprudence, rubbish. Oh, they are corrupt people. Look at it here now. Corrupt judges and impunity of Nigeria judicial system. But you see them, they'll say, I'm senior advocate. I advocate for senior people. Rubbish. Nonsense. They are petty criminals. That is why we are very, very strong. We are very, very careful in the Biafra struggle. That the same nonsense that happened to us, Wike, can't happen to us. Impossible. They know that it can never happen. It can never, ever happen. Never. Nigerian soldiers are hiding as Boko Haram terrorists attack churches. They are hiding. We told you that this army is weak. The standard issue for this army is AK-47. That is the same thing. The terrorists have more weapons, more firepower than them. Now is the time to strike, only if our people can understand and give us these weapons we're asking for. Now is the time to break away from the zoo. They can never, no army can fight on two fronts. If they turn towards Biafra, Boko Haram will overrun them in hours. You see, timing is key. Now is the time to do something. I am grateful to all our volunteers. We are not making it public, but people are volunteering. Some are coming to Enugu to see us. People are volunteering in big numbers. We have our reserve. They are there in the bushes and the forest all around Biafra land. We have them. What we are lacking is the equipment to go to work with. Forget all those yapping everywhere. No, they are not the real deal. We are working with the real people. Governor Kwakwanso has welcomed the released Boko Haram suspects and ask them to continue on their legitimate business of bombing and killing people. And now the news in greater detail. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra live transmission from London. It is live. The time now is approximately 17 minutes to 8 a.m. in the morning of Monday, the 30th of June, in the year of our Lord 2014. 6 months that the zoo has expired. Some people are still referring to the zoo as a legitimate entity, and they studied law. If something that has expired is still legitimate, Hakada, I don't understand that. I don't get it. Maybe somebody can enlighten me someday. These are the news in greater detail we are presenting on Radio Biafra this very morning. Boko Haram suspects caught in Anambra. A number of suspected Boko Haram insurgents have been reportedly caught in Umunze, Anambra State, in Nigeria's southeast. They were caught with bombs, wrote a blogger who is Mazi Odera, who, however, did not immediately provide details. Boko Haram is usually identified within the northern parts of the Zoological Republic, but it has been reported that in out of desperation to conquer, to penetrate and conquer the cowardly people that you have in a place abominably referred to as the southeast, they have come in large numbers. They are to wash you over two lorry loads of loaded, two trailer loads of loaded. They are everywhere. They are in Eziago. Eziago people have gone quiet, haven't they? They think that we have forgotten. No, we have not. They are in Eziago telling our women when to go to the farm or not. They are all around Udi, leading to Ezeozobo, retired Chief Justice of Enugu State Judiciary, lamenting and crying and asking for help. Where is Ohaneze? Where are all these people claiming they, oh, we love Igbo land, the Igbo, Igbo, the Brinkola not, let's shakula not. Where are you people? Nowhere to be found. Your land is under siege. Umunze is under siege. Owere, as the barrister will say, out of the mercy of Chukwu Abiama. The bombs didn't go off. God is letting you know that this is his land, warning you to go and prepare. His patience will not be there for too long. In Aba, the same thing. When they were unloading tomatoes in Aba, they were apprehended going to Igbo Chapot Harcourt, you call it, to go and wreak havoc and mayhem. They are called travelers. I don't know when they started traveling in hired buses. But most of you don't reason. Most of us don't reason. Most of us cannot reason properly. If not, how can we not see the handwriting on the wall? Umunze is under attack, if not for any other thing, but Fosit Ademokeke, who is a very fine Biafran. Very fine Biafran. A patriot and dedicated to the emancipation of his land from the clutches of the men from the darkest recesses of hell. If not for OC, Umunze is getting their own share. We must have Umunze in mind because of our own compatriot, Osit Ademokeke, that left Thailand to go home to serve his country. These are men I respect. Men of honor. We continue. The United States said on Friday it had decreased its surveillance flights in search of the missing girls. Now it has come down from nearly 300. As at today, the 30th of June, it is now 219. Nobody knows the number. 300, 302, 298, 271, 256, 213, 198, 270. Nobody knows. But you said they were writing exams, physics. I don't know when they started studying physics in Hausa land. People born and raised on drinking cow milk. I can't understand what they have to do with physics. But they said they were in a school studying physics. I'll read this news very slowly, please, so we understand it very well. You know, English is not our first language, so you have to forgive us. You must forgive us, please. The United States said on Friday, a few days gone by, it had decreased its surveillance flights in search for the about 219 school girls abducted by Boko Haram, but added that the overall effort was unchanged due to more flights by other countries. Other countries are flying in the zoo. You don't know this, do you? Using high-resolution imaging equipment mounted on satellite, mounted on surveillance aircraft, flying many, many feet above sea level. You will not see it. Taking images. But there are no girls. None whatsoever. Because it's a scam. It's a fraud. It is a scam. It stated that it had no idea of the location of the girls. This is United States, USA. You remember they came in a blaze of glory. You know, our gods are coming to find the girls. We are black monkeys, cannot find it. Let these superhuman white people come and find it for them. We welcome them. What is happening? This is what they had to say. We have no idea of the location of the girls. Noting, however, that there is no let up in the effort to locate and rescue them. You don't know where they are, but you want to locate and rescue them. Have you found the missing Malaysian airline? The answer is no. What gives you the idea that you can find something that is phantom, something that doesn't exist? Or is this another ploy for them to come in? You know, these are your masters, so you don't say anything to them. After all, you worship them in the pictures that you have in your churches. You worship them already. So your gods are coming. Don't say anything. You are a black monkey from Africa. How dare you open your mouth when your creator is talking? After all, Britain made you. Britain created the zoo called Nigeria, isn't it? How dare you destroy something that they themselves are ascribing to themselves the godly status they are God that can create a nation? How dare you say no to Nigeria when Britain is God? They are God now. Can't you see they are white? And the pictures you have in your churches are also white, aren't they? Idol worship. Arose aperape. Idol worshiping. We don't have any better idea today. This is U.S. Army speaking, please, not Radio Biafra. We are quoting them verbatim. It is here in quotation marks. Go to Radio Biafra website, you see it. RadioBiafra.co. Only the place where truth is spoken. I said only. O-N-L-Y. The only place where you go, you see the truth. Forget about lies and innuendos and deceit. Of course, as people are building, those angels of darkness, those representatives of Lucifer, will continue to work to undermine what the children of God is doing. But they are bound to fail now. Yeah, we all know that they will fail. They will try. They will struggle and struggle and struggle. And after a while, they will collapse. And we continue. Because we are baptized in the fire of Biafra restoration with nearly 20 years experience, having studied it for 18 years. Biafra and nothing else. Is here. I'm quoting verbatim what Americans said. Please, you must forgive us. This is not Radio Biafra, it's America. We don't have any idea today than we did before about where these girls are. But there's been no let up of this effort itself. Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, told reporters, according to Reuters, not Radio Biafra. So why did you come then? Where we are today is no better than where the imbecilic and useless Jonathan was before the Americans came. There are no girls. We told you so. I don't know these people. We continue. Their mission is a failure. Please go back home and allow the zoo to be divided. You're asking us to be one. Americans are saying, it's better in your diversity and in your culture. You know this grammar that has no meaning. America, you are Christians, aren't you? You belong to the Pentecostal, not Pentecostal, you belong to the Episcopal branch. You cannot even answer Anglican in America. You are white people. George Washington is from England. George Bush family from, all of you are English people in America, yes? In the Northeast. Is that correct? Americans, are you not English? Or Irish? Yes? Why did you not answer Anglican Church, taking the name of where you come from? You went and you're answering Episcopal Church. But we black monkeys in Africa, we are answering Anglican Church. Anglican means English, Anglia, that's the meaning of it. But the same white people that traveled on the Mary Rose from Southampton to go and found America, the New World, here from England, they're not answering English, you know. Their own church is called Episcopal Church. And then you have a set of monkeys from Africa. Their own is an Anglican church. But people who are Anglican that left from England, from Anglia, to go to USA, they change their own name. If you're asking me to be in one massive zoo with other animals, why is it that America that speaks English, understands English very well, they are all English people, why did you not remain under the yoke and burden of Britain? Why did George Washington seek independence from Britain then? Why is Australia independent? Why not one must? Is Australia not a colony, a penal colony before? It's a civilized country. I give them respect for that, for what they have done. Is Australia not independent? Is New Zealand not independent country? And Canada as well? Why don't all of you get together under a British Empire and be happy? Because man is born free. Even twins, even when they are conjoined twins, they try to separate them. We look at this as an abhorrence of nature, as a subversion of nature. Conjoined twins, is that not correct? People are born free. Even when you have triplets and quadruplets, you give birth one after the other. One at a time. Everybody wants to be free. Joining with somebody else is a burden. Go and ask conjoined twins. They will tell you. Everything you have in life is in nature. Everything is the same. Every principle you see in life today, every machinery that you see, everything all around you has obedience to nature. If you go to nature, you will find it. Everything, including your smartphone. All the principles that underpins it is found in nature. Nature says you must be free. That is why you are born one after the other. But they said we must be together in one giant zoo. The people asking you to be together are themselves free from the person that created the mess in the zoo. We are here to educate you and enlighten you. They can't preach this any other place. We call it preaching, not broadcasting here. We preach the gospel. The truth. Can you get this anywhere else? The answer is no. Because nobody does news coverage like Radio Biafra. None whatsoever. And they know it. That is why everybody is listening. If you go to Abuja now, they are listening. What we tell them is what they go and debate. They are called secret listeners. That is why on the 30th of May, they crawled out of the woodwork. From everywhere. From everywhere. We continue our work. Gunmen suspected to be Boko Haram Islamic sect yesterday attacked some communities in Chibok and Biu local government areas of Borno State, killing no fewer than 51 people. The other day it was Bauchi, it was Kaduna. Now they have gone back to Borno. Death everywhere. Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth, I will keep calling your name. This is the mess you created for us. But sorry, we forgot you are God. You are God the creator. You created the zoo called Nigeria. So who are we to say no? Who are we? We are nobody. We are here washing plates, security guard, looking after your old people while your children are having fun, going on holidays, going and sunning themselves and partying at night. We are looking after their mothers and their fathers. We are doing care work and cleaning for them. Who's taking care of my own mother in the village? Nobody. Boko Haram is busy chasing after our mothers when we are here taking care of other people's parents. Isn't that very funny? And of course, the creators, who are the British people, you must continue. They tell you about equality. Let's be together. Let's be one. Get your children to go to failing schools. Yes, of course. So that when the children grow up, they'll also be cleaners and security guards. How sad can that be? Can't you see why we want Biafra? You can't see it yet? If you can't, then keep listening. Someday it will come to you. Biafra is a divine revelation. It's a spirit. When it goes into you, you will know. We will continue to pray for you, as somebody said. We continue. Gunmen are in Chibok. They are in Biu local government areas. 51 people dead. Those killed were mostly Christian worshippers. Who are the Christians in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? They are Biafrans. Who are these people predominantly? From which area of Biafra? They are Igbo people, Igbo traders. They killed them. They are dead. They are in the North. And they are dead. 51 worshippers killed. 5 churches, including EYA, Deeper Life Bible Church in Kwada Village, about 10 kilometers from here. We are also burnt down when the gunmen laid ambush on them during church service. Where are the Christian countries of the world? Where are they? They are love Muslims. At least they help each other. When they are going on this jihad to kill hapless Christian monkeys from Africa, nobody comes to our rescue. But Muslims are helping each other to kill and exterminate the Christians. This is genocide. And the Christian world is sitting by saying they're looking for missing girls when people are dying every blessed day. The only way to stop the killing is to divide the zoo. Give us Biafra and the killing will stop. We stop them. We stop the advance to the Atlantic Ocean on our own corridor. The Biafran corridor will not be open to the Islamists to make it to the Atlantic Ocean. And they know it very, very well. Civil Society Coalition Against Corruption. We are now talking about the corrupt judges in the zoo. Civil Society Coalition Against Corruption wishes to draw the attention to the ugly trend of corruption and impunity, which is fast becoming endemic in Nigeria's judicial system. Some people have court cases adjournment after for the past 7 years. Can you believe that? Do you know that the lawyers you have in the zoo, which is where Mekesiri practiced before he came, all these petty rogues and criminals, appearance fee, 5,000 every day. Do you know what they do in the zoo? You see, they adjourn cases every blessed month. This is how the judges make money and the stupid quack lawyers they have of Belier. This is how they make money. Every day you go to court, the case is adjourned. You pay the lawyer 5,000 naira. The lawyer will give the judge 2,000 out of that 5. Imagine having, so a lawyer can have up to 50 cases in one day in one court. 5,000 naira times 50 is how much? You give 1/3 of that to the judge. And all the cases, 50 cases, will be adjourned till next month. That next month, you pay your lawyer 5,000 naira appearance fee per case. You see the economics. They now leave judiciary and the law to be discussing how to raise money. Very typical, isn't it, of the zoo. That's why they don't want us to exist. That is why you must continue to support Radio Biafra. There are ways to do it. You know, I'm tired of talking about money. That is why I don't discuss it. You must support our expansion. We are expanding phenomenally. We are growing. Go to our website. You will see it. You see PayPal. You help us to make it possible for our people, wherever they are on the planet, to receive Radio Biafra by whatever means necessary. We are coming. You think we are keeping quiet because we don't want to be yapping about things? No, we are doing something. Go there and help donate to what we are doing. Support the people back home. OC is there. Chukabosa is there. Ikechukwu Enyagu is there. Our beloved sister Bilichukwu Anebogu is there. And so is Chioma Hagotu. They're all there. Working and serving their country when other people are in life's comfort elsewhere. Yapping and talking rubbish. Go and support them. The number with which you can call the office to support them is here. I'll give it to you very shortly. Call them and find out how they're doing. Our people are ungrateful. Ungrateful. Call them back home and say to them, thank you for what they're doing for their country. The number is here. +234-8100-904-599. I repeat, I'll give you the office number. That is our number for Tango and Viber. There are too many numbers here. It can be a bit confusing sometimes. Please forgive me. This is the number to call to thank those at home. Ask them if they are eating at all. Ask them how they are managing to survive. It's only normal. If you cannot take care of them, how can you take care of the Biafran army? If you cannot feed these few people at home, how do you expect to feed the army of Biafra? This is the number to call, at least to say thank you to them. Ask them how they are doing. +234-909-466-5824. I repeat, +234-909-466-5824. Call them. That is the office line of the indigenous people of Biafra. We are in Enugu, our capital. Are there any other people in Enugu? The answer is no. Only us. In our capital. Obedient to the class of 1967-70 that fought to make Enugu our capital. We are there. The only people at the UN. The news is here that the judiciary is corrupt. Is it something you see them, they say that legal luminary, senior advocate par excellence. Oh, rubbish. No, all nonsense is here now. Civil societies are now complaining that the judiciary in the zoo is too corrupt. Nigerian soldiers reportedly went to hide in the bush as Boko Haram gunmen unleashed fresh attacks in churches. What do you expect them to do? Only at checkpoint, when they mount a roadblock against civilians, oh, park very well, clear properly, you see them pointing guns at you. How's that, people? But when people with guns come, they run away. You see it now? They run. Nigerian army. Amazing stuff. Kano State Governor Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso has advised the 29 indigenous of the state out of the 486 Boko Haram travelers from the zoo who were arrested on transit in Abia State by security agents about 2 weeks ago on the allegations of being insurgents to continue pursuing their legitimate businesses anywhere they found themselves in the zoo. They were given 20,000 naira each. How about somebody traveling with a Biafran t-shirt? Arrested and locked up. Somebody coming to Iguacha, Port Harcourt to come and cause mayhem. They gave him 20,000 and they asked them to continue on your work. That tells you all you need to know about the zoo, isn't it? That is the news headlines today and accompanying news summary. And our lines are open. But before we go on to take any calls, please, I must give you the numbers once again and then go to the barrister to give us the benefit of his views and his opinion to make sense where there is none. The number to call once again for the studio here is +44 78 31 30 8376. Once again, the number to call for our studio here in London is +44 78 31 30 8376. And for Tango or Viber, +234 8100 904 599. That is for Tango or Viber. That is the line of our studio in Biafra land. We don't want anybody to forget it. So that is why we're keeping it on Tango and on Viber. Very, very important. And we have Skype as well. We have also the one for the officers of the indigenous people of Biafra, Rapid Response 68. And Radio Biafra is open to all. But first of all, I must go to the barrister, listening very attentively as always. And the barrister who has found time this morning to be able to join us. We are ever grateful for that. Barrister, if you can hear me, please, what do you make of our presentation this morning?
Thank you, Director, for laying the news bare, for bringing it before us, and for making it even much more easier to talk about. Director, let me take issue with the Americans telling us there is no Chibok girls. Retrospectively, if you could count back the week, the day the news came out, our sister, Kema Chikwe, refuted it instantly, which I jumped on, supporting her. That there was no Chibok girls, this lady, Kema Chikwe from Owerri, says, don't mind that news, there was no Chibok girls. Here on Radio Biafra, we lend credence to what she says. And, of course, we prevailed. We did our best, and we killed the news. Whatever we say here, that is what it is, and that is how it is. Instead of trending, bring back our girls and all that rubbish everywhere. Where is it? Americans with their flying robots and everything they got. Now, finally came to a conclusion. There was no such as anybody missing. Director, as you always hear me say, if there were any Chibok girls, the same Chibok, they are bombing, killing, and maiming people. Why didn't they arrest or kidnap those ones in the same Chibok? There are certain common sense. There are certain things you don't need to reason too much about. When you see them, it's obvious. You don't spend your time pondering or thinking, how does this operate? How does this come about? As you see it, you can easily infer. You can easily make out things from the sight of what you're looking at. We knew there were no Chibok girls. We knew there were no kidnappings. Because what Hausa Fulani Boko Haram does is kill, shoot at sight, kill anywhere you see people. That is what they do. Therefore, the idea of this kidnapping does not exist. We are happy here on Radio Biafra that this particular news has finally been buried completely. as we did our best to bury it long time. So we've been vilified that all we're saying all along has always been the case. It's just that those who did not like us cannot accept, cannot come to realization that anything we say here, that is how it is. We don't propagate. All we do is to extend the news coming from the zoo. That's all we do here. We tell you the truth as it is written. Even if where it is made a lie, we bring out the truth in that particular lies and make a formation so that our people will understand it, how it's supposed to be. That's why we go in depth trying to explain to our people, analyze. Here on Radio Biafra is the only place, the only radio station where you see people talking a lot about one thing, trying to bring out meaning, disadvantages, advantages into a particular story. That is what we do here. And that's why we are commanding varieties. People come to us, they listen. Secretly, they converge. Sometimes they make good meanings of what we are talking about. Sometimes they will tell us we are talking rubbish. At the end of the day, the truth will always prevail. That's what we do here. There were no Chibok girls, full stop. I will leave it at that. They are arresting suspected Boko Haram. At the end, what do? They release them and pay them money. It's not the first time. What about even those who were already locked up? Didn't good luck get us and release them and buy SUV van and give to them, and which in fact increased their operation in killing and bombing and maiming people. It's not the first time. This is why we do, and we should not be having anything to do with the House of Lenny Bekora. We are not the same people. We will never be the same people, no matter how infinitively you take it to. It will not happen. They are killing us. They intend to kill us, and that is what they're doing. No matter how any government in any country try to tell us, the reason why the Western people want you to unite with them so that they will carry on taking what they are taking in Biafra land, because they know once we get our freedom, you cannot take somebody's property free of charge, because we are not taking anybody's free of charge. So why should they come and take our own free of charge? Unite is for your own detriment. That is why they want us to carry on living under a fake name that has expired. You have uniqueness. You have this. You have, it's all rubbish. It's just to hoodwink you and carry on stealing, taking your gas, taking your oil. And those households full of Boko Haram, they don't watch them. The instruction is kill their friends. And that is what they are doing. If we don't do this by ourselves, we will carry on dying until the remaining few will flee from that Biafra land. They'll open the door for you if at all they give you amnesty, or if they give you the opportunity to apply for asylum. If we don't do this, if we don't resist this at this moment in time, somebody with gun cannot fight somebody with pen. It's obvious. They are seeing suspected Boko Haram in Anambra. Tomorrow they will tell you they are going about their businesses. But Onwuka has been taken away with the 12 or 13 others. Stripped naked, been beaten up. But Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are well looked after, served. You know, they are trying to make them our lords, so that those ones are killing you, before you even raise your eyes and talk to a white man who instituted that particular country, it'll be too late for us. That is why we are being killed. And some of our people, I fear, cannot see, cannot understand. Majority of them are abroad. They don't know what those who are at home are seeing. They don't see what those who are at home are experiencing. They can stand up and tell you, man, forget all those things are rumor. Yes, they are rumor. And so when medicine is here, that's it, they're actually anywhere. When you are well looked after, you don't care about others who are below you or who are under you. What a shame. They are suspected. They will be released very soon. What about those who are even locked up? You are released at the end.
So the Raksa, they arrest them, they release them, they get the money. That is a trend. And that is what is happening. The news we read is to bring about the awareness to our people. Even those doubting Thomases, is to tell them. But no matter what you tell somebody who is adamant, even if you shove it into their mouth, they will still say the same they are saying. They will not repent because they are meant to remain foolish, meant to remain adamant, and meant to remain stiff-necked. And that is how it is. There is nothing you can do or flog a dead horse. Those who refuse not to change, they will remain unchanged, even if they haven't fallen. But we are talking to those whose hearts and minds are free to reception. Those whose brain are clear, who can see things as it comes. Those who believe in reality, for those who believe in lies. If you don't tell a story to become lie, they will not accept it. We can carry on preaching. We will not change an iota of anything in their minds. But we are talking to the well-meaning, sensible, intelligent Biafrans. Director, as I always tell you, all of us are not fools. All Biafrans are not bad. All evil people are not bad. Of course, in every 12, you will always find a Judah. But what we are talking about, we don't want all these few Judas to corrupt the good, innocent ones. The good, innocent ones should remain focused. Those who see what we preach here, those who come to realization that what we are talking here is for the goodness of our own people so that we don't go into extinction. That is why we are talking. One man, we are talking for the benefit of our good, meaning people. We cannot allow the foolish ones to rule the day. We want even those foolish ones to come to repentance. Otherwise, all of us will just fold our arms and watch out for the Boko Haram. Come into our houses and occupy it as it is happening. Majority of us are abroad, preaching and singing and collecting those and doing all sorts of menial jobs. Whilst when you go to your house, you live like lords and queens. This is what we want to revert back to. We want to go back to our originality. Your major will call it going back to basics. But some of our people are pulling the good minerals back. Please do not be diluted. Do not lose your focus. Do not lose the meaning of your existence. Because Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are bent on killing you. Whether you believe us or not, it is a standard argument that we're making here. Be free. See yourself as God, a creation. Do not see yourself as a wasteful product. You go up today, tomorrow you die. Being killed by a human being of your own caliber. One head, two hands. They carry gun. Why can't you carry? One of my sisters will say, at the judgment day, we will judge it at the same time. That's what my sister said. Okay, let's judge it together. Do not leave everything for God or Jesus. The same God or Jesus will judge those who are killing you. Remain and run away. Yes, they'll pursue you. Stand your ground. Those who are pursuing you will flee from you. That was the preach here. We want our people to be sensible, to be intelligent, to hearken to what we're saying. We do not produce the news coming from there. So, we are like retailers. We bring the news. We give it to you. We do not generate it. All the news we hear us talk here came from the zoo. We do not generate them. It's up to you. If you believe we are told, we do here is propaganda. That's your business. But for those who know the reality, they will see reality. Mark a spade and not a carry fork. And that's what we're doing here. We're telling the realities of life and what life is presenting against our people. It's too much. We are dying. Fellow Biafrans, Imran Asu, Gasu, Pedama Panasu, blow it on the air. If you know what you can do, do it now. If you want to remain docile and adamant, it's up to you. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, the very eminent barrister. Well spoken. I will wake up to that very voice anytime, any day. Please, Barrister, you're welcome. Thank you very much. And remain with us. We have a caller. Our lines have opened. We have a caller on the phone. There we are waiting. And they have been rewarded for being the first caller on this very day, the 30th day of June, in the year of our Lord, 2014. This is live broadcast from London. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Morning, Amanda. On.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning, Biafra, and those who are tuned in this morning. My name is Ike Chukwuenyago. I am calling from Biafra land, the capital of Biafra. This is my Malaysian line, and that's why I want to start by giving thanks to Jiku Adama for having kept us to this level. And when you see from the angle that I see it, you know that Biafra is truly here, and you need to do to get it up and closer. I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for having got me through my family and I through what happened to family and to Biafrans in general, my father and his burial. And I want to thank the director for having opened the door for every possibility towards seeing that my father, Lech Ani Eniago, was given the burial that he deserved. I also thank all Biafrans, those in different positions of authorities and accountabilities. I want to thank those who are contributing. I want to thank those who have given one thing or the other to where we are today, and that we are going where we purported to go and where God is waiting for us. I thank the European Rep Omiomio and his cabinet, all the European coordinators who gathered together and thought it possible to represent themselves in my family back home as a unit. I want to thank all leaders. My father was indeed their father, because one place to go. We have one place where we are from, which is Biafra. And all you to excel their limits, to see to it that a lot of things do not weigh me down, because they know I've given myself, and if there is anything left to give for this cause, I am willing every moment in time to surrender it all, to ensure that that which God has given unto us and has given us the enablement to deliver us. I want everybody this morning my thanks. Thank the government of Nigeria for mining what their stupidity and wickedness is capable of doing to them. Some see us as a group of people who want to do something but they don't have the money. Some see us as a people who are able to do things no matter how small. Well, I want to tell them, are not those with the money, but those who have the capability, the ability, or the something. Isn't that why Boko Haram is where they are today? You do not undermine a people. We are not a terrorist organization. We are not a unity. We are neither a, nor whatever you may term it. We are a family. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are a country. We are who we are by the grace of God. We know our worth. We know our places. And we know our boundaries. Up till now, we've not crossed anyone's boundaries. And you've not only crossed our boundaries, but you've dwelt therein, and you've been killing our people. And the United Nations, Americans, and all that call themselves powers of the world and world powers, they kept looking, passively supporting the destruction of Biafrans. Well, I have some news for you today. You should forget about money. Because anything turns into money. Things can turn into...
Yes. Ikechukwu, can you hear me? Oh, dear Lord.
Good.
Yes.
That would not have... That he could use stones to worship the as anything can money. But before you run the course and the pod, we are determined to remain as Biafrans. We are determined to die as Biafrans, and we are determined for it this day. keep at what you're doing, and we'll keep at what we're doing. But if you are wise enough to understand that posterity matters more than your stupid self, you should save your children and take your hands off everything that pertains to Biafrans, so that we will go to worship very much director for time.
Yes, can you hear me? The line is a bit digital, according
to
Barrister. Yes, a bit
digital. Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. Yes, you have spoken exceedingly well. We would not expect anything less. You have spoken exceedingly well, and we are very grateful to you and your family. The way that everything went, the way that our father was committed back to earth in the bosom of his ancestors, where all of us living shall one day go to as well. It is what we do in life that matters, and we are very grateful to all the Biafran families that made sure that you, we are not left alone on that very day, that we did what was expected of us, and all the rest we live in the hands of Chukwu Abiama and no other. This very struggle continues. Our quest to restore our country is unstoppable. It continues. The work is ongoing, which all of you are doing exceptionally well, which you are doing for your country, and which will continue until Biafra comes and beyond, that one day we may be able to sit around somewhere and reflect and discuss how we came upon this very journey. You will continue to do this very work. I have told people today that they must call home. They must remember all of you at home and the work that you're doing. Sometimes when people don't speak on the air, it appears as if they don't exist. They have work that they are doing. People are traveling all over the world doing work for their country, and we are not at liberty to even mention their names because of the sensitive nature of the job that they are doing. But you know who you are, wherever you are, that the work you are doing for your country, the work that those at Enugu are doing, albeit on glamorous work, we remember each and every one of you. We remember your courage, your dedication, and your sacrifice. And we pray that Chukwu Abiama continue to sustain, that Chukwu Abiama continues to provide, that Chukwu Abiama will allow his will to be done in our lives. You will continue to serve your country in the best way that you can. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. The line was a bit digital there. We must continue to go and take calls, and then to let the whole world know that our lines are open. Our lines are open. Our Skype line is also working. I presume if it is not, we must let you know. But we know that it is working. And that was the voice of Ikechukwu Enyiago, who is at home at Enugu, left the comfort and the surroundings of Malaysia to go and serve his country. Our lines are open, and I do hope, and I sincerely hope, that our Skype is also working this very morning. Once again, the number to call if you wish to join us remains +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. And I also hope and pray that our Skype line is also performing as it should, because this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we also ask, we encourage people to ensure that they spread the message to others as well, that everybody around them understand the work that we are doing, that we are here to seek the restoration of our country, nothing more, nothing less. We are not here to do anything else but to restore Biafra. And in so doing, we must ensure the best way that we know how, that this Biafra comes in truth and in all honesty. The time now is fast approaching 8:30 in the morning. It is 8:27 to be precise on this very day, the 30th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Patrick Udani. I'm calling from, I'm from Enugu State. From Enugu, Agbogbo.
Agbogbo. Thank you. Can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down a bit, because we can hear the echo. Turn it down. Can you turn it down a bit?
I'm coming, Beleta.
Please turn it down and stay where you are. Let's take this call on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, the line is a bit digital. Have you turned it down now?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Director, thank you for all you are doing. You know, my two of them, I bless you people and bless all the whole Biafra in that land. I'm coming from Sicily. Palermo.
Yes, from Palermo in Sicily.
Palermo.
Yes. Are you part of the family there? Are you part of us in Sicily?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Because Sicily is very, very strong. We like them, what they are doing in Sicily. And we want them to continue. We want them to continue, please. Whatever it is that they are doing, you have to be part of the family. We acknowledge your goodwill message. We acknowledge your support wherever you are, you especially. But in Sicily, you must ensure that the family of Biafrans in that very place continue to enjoy your support, that they continue to count on you. That is what we're going to do. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
My name is Rufus. First time caller, by the way. I live here in London.
Thank you.
Yes. I must say that I'm absolutely, absolutely grateful for the awareness that you guys are creating for the against the so-called Nigeria.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? I don't know what happened. He said he is a first-time caller. I do not know what happened. The line went off. You know, we have too many calls trying to come in at the same time. And for that reason, sometimes there appears to be bottleneck effect. Because of that, most calls cannot stay. He's calling from London, and our studio line is also from here in the United Kingdom. So why we had that bottleneck effect, I do not know. I do not know. I hope that our lines are not being are not being attacked. I don't put anything beyond these people. The awareness we are creating is phenomenal. What we are doing resonates all around the world. We are also making it clear that the coordinator's line is also open. The coordinator's line is open as well, Rapid Response 68, for all the principal officers of Biafra Land to be able to come through to make the announcements and also to be able to speak to our people. Why this very line went off, I have no idea. I have no clue at all. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome you from wherever you are on the surface of the earth. We are also on Viber. We are on Tango as well. And I am sure, definitely sure, that all our systems should be... I'm flabbergasted. I mean, for somebody to call us from the UK and for the call not to go through is quite amazing. It is very surprising. Let us see if we can get him back on the line again. Can you hear me, please? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, the line went off.
Yes, please go ahead.
So as I was saying, this is my first time of calling. I have been very, very skeptical. I must be honest with you. I've been very, very skeptical of getting involved in this fight against the freedom of the Igbos worldwide. My reasons are, when the MASOB was set up way back in the days, I was still in Nigeria those days, we were one of those few in Aba then who took up the fight. And I must be honest with you, one of my cousins died on the fight. And it was a big hassle to get even the dead body back from the police. Because the police, under the Obasanjo regime, seized the body and said it was a police property. Can you hear me?
Of course, the world is listening. The body is a police property. Unbelievable.
The body was confiscated, saying under the Kangaroo Constitution of Nigeria that he was the criminal and the body belongs to the police. The father, which was my uncle, has to sell everything he had to get the body back. It was a long story indeed, which I wouldn't waste your time this morning. And again, as the fight goes on, what we need to know, the Igbos especially, we like to preach Bible. And the same Bible says that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. There's no time to preach peace anymore, right? When somebody comes to you, even in law, when somebody fights you, there is a legal position you can take, which is self-defense. You can defend yourself against the oppressor. And as Nigeria stands today, it's an entity created by the British, the colonial master, and that entity, the agreement has expired, as we all know, after 100 years. And now, if we have to fight our way to get our freedom, freedom can come in many ways. It can, it can come in shaping our, our rights. Well, we belong to that country, or we belong to that region. We can fight for our rights. We can go to negotiation of getting our rights back from Aso Rock, from Abuja, from the Hausas. The Hausas, or the Fulanis, ruled Nigeria for over 40 years, and Nigeria became a land that had nothing, has no respect. You see, an average Nigerian who goes abroad, the first thing in your mind is to try and get a foreign passport because you are afraid of bearing the name Nigeria. So it's a big disgrace which we have to live with. Now the time has come for everybody to wake up. What we are fighting today is what Ojukwu saw 47 years ago. And he fought it with his father's money, with his life. Although he failed because the greater power tried to crush him. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. Yes, he took an exile. And at the end of the day, that fight was justified in the eye of those who recognized what he was doing. Now, the Hausas and the Fulanis, simply because a non-Northerner has taken up office, has decided to crush every other Nigerian or every other person living in that region in the name of returning power to the North. And we cannot fold our hands to wait and to look and to say, God, please take up this fight. God cannot come down from heaven and take up any fight. He put you on this earth. And anybody who, I mean, goes to the Bible, we know the Israelites as the fighters. We know them as the big fighters. They can fight and win. I mean, that commandment comes from God. He said, go and fight and then you will win. Go to the book of Samuel. He says, pursue and do what? And recover all. So, can we fold our hands? And that is why I've taken my time to think about this and said, I must call you today to congratulate you for the awareness that you are creating for everybody who calls themselves a Biafran or a Nigerian, whichever name you choose to call yourself. What you need to do is to stand up and fight for your freedom. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. And that is exactly what we are doing, standing up and fighting. You will also make this very telling contribution as well before other people. You will join the Biafran family here in London. You will join the Biafran family close to where you are. It is not exceedingly difficult. All you need to do is to find where we are meeting, and you will come and you will join us, because what you have to contribute is invaluable, and we are waiting for you to come to join us. Thank you very much for calling, and continue listening as well. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Director, my name is Ebuzo Cletus Ogweri.
Yes, Ogweri, go ahead.
I'm the director of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Palermo, Sicily.
In Palermo, in Sicily. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I had one guy called Patrick Udog. He said he's from Enugu State.
Yes.
Yes, he's one of our member here. You know.
Yes.
He's the only one here in Palermo that's turning up in the terms of coming up for a meeting and our monthly dues. Director, in Palermo here, Palermo is the capital of Sicily. Hello, Director, are you hearing me?
The world is listening. Go ahead. You know I don't like interrupting people. Okay. Please go ahead.
Palermo is the capital of Sicily. But here in Palermo, we don't have a good Biafra, you know?
But are we there? Are we there? Are there people from Biafra who are in Palermo?
We have a lot of Biafrans here. A lot of people answering Biafrans, but they're not turning up. They're not behaving like a Biafrans. It's only that guy that called, with one other guy. Apart from those two guys, other ones are turning everything about Biafra upside down, you know? So I have been waiting for a long time to say this online, you know, because I have one man here that is disturbing anything about Biafra. He's turning it upside down. It was the former chairman of Ohanaeze Ndigbo here. I would like to give his number so that people will, you know, when you come down to Sicily.
Yes.
We people here in Palermo, we don't know that you are coming. I heard that you are coming here. I alerted them, but they turn it down. It's only the people, the Syracuse people that welcomed you. You know, if you remember.
Yes, only Syracuse did, yes.
Only Syracuse. But we have a lot of indigenous people of, we have a lot of Biafran people here. You know? But they turn a deaf ear when they hear the call. Up to today, so throughout this year, after they are having a Ohanaeze meeting, after a long day meeting, they destroy it, you know? So I when I had the Biafran meeting, I called them. This year. So after they called, they turned up like two times, three times. Later, this man come in and said, who called for this meeting? I said, I'm the one called for the meeting. He said, why? I said, we are having this is not a Ohanaeze meeting. This is a Biafra meeting. If you can just sit down. Because then we have two guys that came from Sicily to enlighten us what is going on. He said, no. This is not a Biafra issue. This is he wants anything about Ohanaeze. Then he went again, round up again, and make call some people to start Ohanaeze meeting again. Then now, they said that they will not have any chance, any day, to give us to have a Biafra meeting. That every Sunday will be Ohanaeze meeting. So I would like to give his number so that they will call him, because yesterday we have a meeting. We have a meeting, Ohanaeze meeting. You know, I was telling them that they should give us one day to talk about Biafra, to contribute, because others are doing it. Director, are you hearing what I'm saying?
We are listening to you live and direct. The whole world
please,
is
Director,
listening.
I would like to give his number. His name is Christian Okoye.
No, we don't want to. We don't want to. How can I put it? We don't want to make him relevant when he's not relevant. You will send his number. You will send it via text message, and then we'll be able to deal with him. He is not worthy of mention on Radio Biafra platform. He's a nobody.
Director, I and that guy that called before, it's only two guys that turning up. But we contribute. We did our monthly dues. He contributed 50 euro and I 100 euro. Only I and that guy.
What needs to happen in Palermo is that all of the people in Syracuse, what they have to do is to go down. Our sister is also there. Ador. All of them will need to go down. All of you go down to Palermo to evangelize. On a day.
That's good.
Charter a bus if you have to. From Syracuse, I will tell all of our people there. Our coordinator in all of that very place must get in the Isle of Sicily. Get yourselves together. Get into a bus or take the train. Go to Palermo. Go out on the street with your Biafran shirts and flag to go and evangelize. You see what will happen in Palermo after that. Go there and to pray to evangelize. You see what will happen. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Hello, my name is Sinos.
Sorry, what is your name? No, the line is not very, very stable. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, you are not listening to a recording. This is a live transmission. This is a live transmission every morning between 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. is Radio Biafra live broadcast. Every evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. is also Radio Biafra live broadcast. Never ever forget that. Intermittently in between, we may be able to play old broadcasts, but 7 a.m. every blessed day is live. 7 p.m. is live. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. It's confusing everybody. Turn it down.
Okay.
Can you turn your system down, okay, please? Now? It's better. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay. This is Radio okay. My name.
No, your system is still on. Your system, listen, Bartholomew, your system is still on. I can hear it. Turn it off. Turn it off. The world can still hear your voice. The world is hearing your voice.
Is it okay now?
It's better. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, it's better. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Brother Bartholomew.
Yes,
I'm from Imo State.
Where are you calling from?
From Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic. Bartholomew, what is your surname? What is your father's name?
Yeah. I say Esogwa.
Esogwa. Thank you. Nwachukwu, go ahead.
Nwachukwu.
Nwachukwu, I know. Go ahead. Talk to me over the phone, not anywhere else. Talk to me on the phone. Your voice is being heard all over the world. Don't worry. Go ahead and speak.
I want to thank you for the good work you are doing. And I want to thank God for the kind of spirit he puts in you. In fact, I'm happy to have someone like you. I mean that I know your parents have asked to produce more of you. Because if you have people like you in Biafra, more than up to 10 people, Biafra will get in the path of God. I don't have much to say. But I want to thank you, and also thank my brother, Barrister Imam Nizi. He's a wonderful man also. It looks like two of you will come out from the same womb. You people are wonderful. And every other member that's working with you there, I believe with our struggle now, God will make this thing come to reality. So, what I want to tell you again is that don't be worried for people who is getting you, who are saying a lot of nasty things about you. The issue is that you are pure, and what you are doing is correct. You are truthful, and that is why they are happy.
Yes, my dear brother. You are very kind. You are very, very kind. You are very kind. Thank you. From Benin Republic in Cotonou. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother, please. Your name, confirm for the benefit of the world, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Chikudu Korak. I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain. Please turn your system down. I can still hear it. Please turn it down a bit and go ahead because the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I really want to talk about what you said earlier today about that we need only 100 army. I think is the 100 is not enough. We need more than that.
I will tell you why it is 100. 100 is the spearhead, it's called the vanguard. From this very 100, you draw up the entire officer class that will command the men that will do this very battle for us. And mind you that the tactics we are deploying is different from that which we had in 67 to 1970. It is different. We are not going to tell you how we are going to do it. But 100 can do a very good job. We can assure you. We know what you're doing.
Okay. And that, once again, I want to also talk about, you said the timing. The timing, I think, the timing is now. As we are contributing the money, I believe that this is the appropriate time for us to get into this business and finish it up. And I want to use this as opportunity to encourage all Biafrans all over the world, let us make haste while it is day. Let us contribute this money before time so that we'll get it together, and the other will get us the weapons so that we can be able to go and deal with our enemies and get our Biafra done. So Biafrans, please, I encourage all of you, don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed. This is the right time, and we need to take this bull by the horn and totally exterminate all those who have stood against Biafra from time immemorial. And I believe that Tupu Abiyama will definitely help us in the name of Jesus. And Director, I want to also thank you for your resilience, thank you for your strength, thank you for your courage, thank you for standing for Biafrans. I pray that God will continue to give you the strength and continue to give you the fortitude to fight on until we win. Because together we will together.
Of course we will.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. We have a caller on the phone. This caller will give us his or her name and where they are calling from. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, the emojis in our time.
My dear brother, thank you very much. You are kind.
Director, my name is Amobi Okoye. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much.
Director, I did not call for the news of the day because sometimes I'm getting tired of the news of the news that is coming out from the zoo. You know, so director, what I believe is, I believe in action. You know.
Yes.
So the only thing I will say that I want to encourage every one that has he or herself a background all over the world to contribute whatever they have to contribute. Let us go on and get our. So, Director, the listener, I want to talk is about the France and China. They are a little more formidable. Director, I must say this. I thank God for our yesterday meeting that went well. We have new members and we have old members. And the members are later up. Director, I must tell you, the France and China are more formidable. And I thank God for giving us one mind, understanding against each other. So, Director, I pray that God will renew you. I pray that God will give you strength, that you will grow from strength to strength, that you will never get tired of this work, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. How can we get tired? We have not gotten Biafra. How is that possible? How could we possibly be tired? It's impossible. Impossible. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, so is the whole world. If you can hear all of us, this is Radio Biafra. You will go on to give us your name and where you are calling from, if you can hear me.
My name is Otaobayo Mitaini from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to commend your effort based on your plans and what you've been putting in place for the benefits of people of Biafra. I'm a Yoruba guy. I'm a Yoruba boy. Proudly. But there is one thing I don't really appreciate about your idea of using insulting words on another tribe. I guess you should just concentrate and achieve your aim, you know, and whoever is going to be a snitch or whatever, you let them be. The Boko Haram are doing this. The Biafrans are doing this. I don't know what Yorubas are folding their hands for.
Yes.
Before now, my I have so many Igbo friends that have been telling me I will seek asylum, I will do this. You know, I'm always against them that Biafra will not work, Biafra will do this. You know, they're always teasing me, I'm always teasing them. Right about now, I have beside me a friend. He doesn't know I'm calling Biafra. He was so surprised.
And, yes, what I want to ask you is this. You said you are Yoruba. You are resident in Malaysia.
Sure.
And I welcome your courage to call Radio Biafra this morning. This morning for us here in London. What I want to ask you is, do you think that the Yorubas have been fair to Biafrans in the history of Nigeria?
In the history of Nigeria?
Yes. You think they have been fair?
You know what? See, I wouldn't want us to go into that because I won't speak ill of my tribe. But I there are some things that the Yorubas have done which is not meant to be, which is not humanity enough.
Yes, I'm listening. We are, the world is listening. Yeah. So you're acknowledging there were some things they did that were not very good, yes?
Yeah, there is one particular thing, but I will say it out. I told him some time ago, it was even last week, I told him that CCCC, when Nigeria is concerned, see what is going on. Though I know the Biafrans who have always been denied of their rights from the onset.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for your courage in calling Radio Biafra. The fact of the matter remains, as you said, everybody is now fighting to make sure that the zoo disintegrates. What do you think the Yorubas are doing? And what should the Yoruba people be doing? You can address your people and tell them what they ought to be doing. What are they doing right now? Everybody wants the zoo divided. What is the position of the Yoruba people?
That director, for crying out loud, I don't even care what the Yoruba people are doing. Whatever they stand up to do tomorrow, I don't care. Because I'm self-centered and I know I'm going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling and keep listening. And keep calling in when you can do so. This is Radio Biafra. That's what we said. It's an open platform. Anybody can come and talk to us. A Yoruba, I won't say a boy, is a man. To travel to Malaysia, he must be a man. Has called us from Malaysia. He said who he is. These are the type of people I have respect for. You say who you are and you say what you want to say. This is an open platform. We don't censor anybody. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your system is very high. It's very loud. You need to turn it down. Your system is very, very high and loud. You will need to turn it down. If you are joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live every morning and every evening. 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. we are live to the world. Every evening, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Our message is consistent. It doesn't change. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, we mean it and we want you to put us to the test. When we say we are incorruptible, unbribable, when we say that what we are doing is ordained from heaven, we have proof and we can prove it. Some people may have difficulties with our style and our approach, but that is how we got to where we are today. That is how we are able to do things that have hitherto been not possible. We make the impossible possible because of who we are. We are indomitable. Indomitable. Let us see if they have cleared. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Okay, good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I was the same person that was talking before the line went off.
Okay, please continue.
From the Republic.
Yes, thank you very much.
Once again, my name is Mr. Machuku from Imo State, Indice.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Make your point.
So, like what I was saying before the line went off, I was telling you that the reason why people are attacking you is because you are truthful and you are pure. And that is the reason why things happen, used to happen that way. Anywhere there is a 12, there must be a Judah. And again, in our people, they believe what they see, and some believe, you know, talking from the back. So I want to tell you this morning that Biafra is not for every Igbo man. Biafra, there must be people that will go down before Biafra will stand. And there must be people that will run to exile before Biafra will stand. And there must be people that will run to Hausa, Boko Haram to remain there for Biafra to take place. And that's how it's going to be. We know that we have an enemy around us. We call them Abu Jish because he made this hand. But then, I know that God will fish those elements around us out and will get them down before the effort will take place. And very soon, they are beginning to come up one after the other. God will bring them out and expose them all.
You see?
This is all I know. And the one thing again I want to tell you is that concerning our people in Nigeria, you see, let them form a vigilante group. I don't say that should go and fight, but then they find form a vigilante group that will be on the road. Since these people of Boko Haram coming to our side now, you know, with all kind of weapons, let them form a kind of group, vigilante group, that will mount on the road. Since police, they cannot do the right thing they're supposed to do. Those people will mount on the road and begin to search, make sure that they search every outside people that come into our land. So that when they get all these people suspected to be Boko Haram, they will eliminate them. They don't need to annoy that this is what they get. They catch Hausa people, they catch Yoruba people, I mean, Boko Haram people. They were coming with their ammunition. No, we don't want to hear that because the more you're announcing it, you're creating more problems. So it's better that if you get them on that spot like that, then we will take them in a backyard and do something with them. I think that's the most important thing. That to keep on announcing the radio, we get Boko Haram, they were in the bus, they were in this, they were in that. And if the more you're complaining, the more you're announcing it, you're creating more problems. So it's better that if we get them, then we will do away with them. So that we have our own peace. That's all I want to say. It is very, very important. So that people
yes,
are not beginning to, you know.
But I agree with you. My brother, I agree with you. But what will those vigilantes carry? Will they carry sticks? Or will they carry wooden gun? What would they carry? Hello?
Okay. I understand what you're talking about.
No,
you're right.
Yes, what would they carry? The vigilante group, what would they carry? I will tell you something, my dear brother, please. Bear with me. People sometimes ask us, why are we doing things the way we are doing? We said, go back to 67 to 70. Ask yourself, why did we lose? Because we are ill prepared. We never planned in advance as a people. We don't want the same thing to happen to us again. The reason why we successfully executed the first phase of this, our three-stage process, culminating in the rallies and demonstrations on the 30th of May, was because we planned very well in advance. That was why. People asked us to call for this thing last year. We said no. It was premature. The same way we said to them, people are calling us and saying, why don't you want to support petition? We said no. We have not watered the ground enough. You water the ground. So when you call for petition, you get 10 million people signing it. We are not at that place yet. You need to educate your people. Take them to a particular point that when you ask for something to be done, that thing will be done properly. If we had called for this rally last year, maybe about 10 countries would have come out. But for waiting a bit longer, we had 88 countries around the world. The same thing will happen to our petition. Anytime the time comes for petition, you will have tens of millions of people signing it at the same time. But we need to let people understand why we want Biafra. Why we want this type of Biafra. When we say we need arms, go and look at the video footage. Go and read the history. Biafran soldiers did not have guns then. They had wooden guns. Guns, they are basic, just wood. To make it look like a gun. We cannot commit men to battle using the same old tactics that failed. We must plan in advance. We must be prepared. We must know who our friends are. We must know who our enemies are, both within and without. If you carry people who are envious, who are jealous, who are afflicted by greed, any day they ask for something you don't give them, they run to the enemy and say to the enemy, this is where the army is camping. And we have sabotage again. That is why everybody is under scrutiny, including myself. Everybody. To prove their worth. Because we are surrounded by enemies. If the fact that you're an Israeli person doesn't mean you can walk in and say, oh, I want to work for Shin Bet, or I want to work for Mossad, and they will take you. You say, oh, my father is Israeli, my mom is Israeli, I'm a Jew. Because of that, I want to work for Israeli Secret Service. You must be dreaming in your dreams. You have to prove yourself worthy. That's what we're doing. We have civilian intelligence, we have military intelligence, we have, I can't say all those things on the air. There is very serious recruitment going on. The left hand does not know what the right hand is doing. We know what we are doing. Not everybody will know everything. Very few people will know. In order to safeguard the integrity of what we are doing. So when the left hand is compromised, it doesn't affect the right hand. Very, very simple. We said we studied Biafra. We know what we are doing. And that is exactly what we are going to do. I accept it, but that is why we also need guns. That is why I love debate. If you say we don't need guns, you come on the air, let us debate. If you win, I will say you have won. I believe in reason. If you have a superior argument to the one that I have, I concede to you. As simple as that. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra AM Broadcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chukwabanda. So I'm calling from China.
From China. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, honestly, I don't know what to say on today's news. Because our people are deaf and dumb. Just as you always be mentioning, just as you always be saying. Because when we are telling them about the other restoration, they were talking about money. They will say, what about if they contributed and therefore didn't restore? You know, we are talking about life, and some people are talking about money.
Are they Igbo people?
When they know that
are they Igbo? Are they Igbo people? I'm asking you. These people talking about money, are they Igbo people?
They are Igbo, they call themselves Igbo, but I don't know whether they are Igbo people or Igbo people.
Of course they are Igbo. That is how you know them. They are Igbo. Now let me put it to you this way. If somebody you go to, you say, we want to buy weapons, and they are saying, how about if I contribute money and Biafra doesn't come? Is that not the mentality of a businessman? Buying and selling?
There is a mentality.
Simple now. So how can you deal with mercantile people when you're fighting for your freedom? There is no mercantile society that survived. The reason why the Jews were slaughtered in the middle is because they had mercantile mentality, buying and selling. Everything is viewed through the prism of profit and loss. If it is not profit, then it's going to be loss. Life is not like that. If you're worried about the money you're contributing, how can you volunteer yourself to fight and, if need be, die for your country? That means you're not a patriot. It means you don't know what it takes to get your freedom. It means you quantify your freedom in monetary terms, in which case you are not worthy to be free. That is why Igbo people are in bondage. Not worthy to be free. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, many people are there. They're talking about money. So you just continue talking about money. Your house is burning and you're pursuing that. That's why I told you that I believe you that our people are very sick. They are very, very sick. You know? So many of them claiming that they are white. But that is not white. They are not white at all. They are not white. All I know is that everybody must come out and support this struggle. Or Boko Haram will kill everybody. Because as they are saying that Boko Haram is this place, is exactly the only one, is everywhere in their land. Boko Haram is everywhere there. So because people will say it's not in our place, it's in Zago side, it's in Rudy, it's in almost there. Boko Haram is every place. They are everywhere in that Biafra. So, and again, I want to talk about this because many times I hear about the president of the zoo called Nigeria, the president Jonathan. He always said that you cross Boko Haram within a short period of time. But any time he mentioned that Boko Haram will kill more people that week, showing you that Jonathan is nothing to Boko Haram people. I'm saying this because of his youth. They may think that Jonathan will save them if he remains in that office. The only thing, let me tell them, the only thing that will save them is to join hands together and restore Biafra. And there's no time to wait. Since I was born, I never see any good thing coming out from that place called Nigeria. And those people that don't want to come out, even in this China, if Chinese ask them, some Chinese will ask them, where do you come? Where is your country? They will say, I come from South Africa. Then we say Angola. Then we say Ghana. And so on and so forth. Then if they are proud of that Nigeria, why don't they tell the Chinese that they are from that Nigeria, that their country is Nigeria, to tell that they know what they are doing? So, Director, I'm very, very happy. Because of today's news, I learned a lot from it, and I continue thanking you because I learned a lot from your speech. I learn a lot from your speech, and many people also learn a lot from your speech. And we say that, good Lord, we continue to bless and guide you. And for the people that are still waiting for the action, like yesterday I called, but I don't get through. Some people say action, you need action. One person called, he said, you want action. You need action. One Boko Haram is everywhere in Biafra land. We're talking about action. Okay. The radio Biafra is broadcasting before 7 p.m. in the evening. But now 7 a.m. in the evening, in the morning too. Radio Biafra is broadcasting. Then we did our this thing on 30th. Remember our brothers and sisters had died in 1967 to 1970 on 30th of May. Is it not an action? All over the world, about 8 countries, Biafras are there. Striking, moving ahead. Like in China here, we are formidable. Let me say that because many people are coming out. Many people are coming out and joining the struggle. So if somebody is there in his house, maybe he just enjoying talking about action. The person was anybody that called you and asked you see action. The person must tell us the kind of action he want to see. The person must tell us that kind of action he want to see, because some people are so inquisitive. They want to command us, let us go and get Boko. He wants to get Boko around with bare hands. So therefore, I don't want to talk more, because many people, a lot of people want to contribute to this program. But all I want to say is that I thank all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and our sister Ebere Chukwu and Ibuok, and Chuka Bosa, by Simon Mesu, Kechukwu, and the rest of them. I will not have time to mention all their names one by one. All I know that God will continue to strengthen us and give us money to restore our nation. Thank you very much, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. And incidentally, you happen to be our last caller for this very morning. We are reconvening 7 p.m. in the evening. If you love the truth, if you are uncompromising about your approach towards the restoration of our beloved Biafra, then you must join us this very evening. And as you do so, also tell other people to come and join us. Tell them we are not doing buying and selling. Tell them we are not here to trade in crayfish. Let them know that we are not here to inquire about our container where it is on the high sea. You will tell them that we are here to do the one calling for which we are born. That calling is to seek the unadulterated and uncompromising restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. And that place is called Biafra. That is why this Biafra, as always, without fail, without hesitation, is our religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra, do we worship? Because Chukwu Abiama, Ekekreligwenowa, is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep all of you very safe wherever you are, and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good morning from London.